This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world. Scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities. From Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
I found a story from Thailand this week. Now, I mean, anybody who goes to Thailand will see, and in the big cities anyway, will see the ladyboy culture. There will be ladyboys around the streets. There'll be shows, things like that. Well, a group from the Transsexual Association of Thailand is leading a push to change laws for something very simple. They've submitted a proposal to the parliamentary speaker this week, and they're trying to get 10,000 signatures to support a change in the law that will give them the ability to correct their gender, including marriage rights on all sorts of documents. Isn't that just a most basic right and such a simple, what should be?
You would think this is an issue Thailand's dealt with longer, but it's actually been a long ongoing fight. And some very prominent transgender people, business people as well in Thailand, and it's been an ongoing issue. They can't travel. They have to travel on a passport or a driver's license that still has their assigned gender at birth.
And it's got some backing too. There's a quite celebrated transgender singer, an LGBT icon, who's spoken out for this. And of course, Thailand just recently elected their first transgender member of parliament. So maybe with a voice of reason in the parliament on a law like this, maybe
might
it's got a chance
finally get across.
Indeed.
And to Poland, where, of course, there's been mixed news. There's been some good and some not-so-good news of recent months. Now, a bunch of well-known LGBTI politicians, celebrities and activists are using the power of Taylor Swift to tackle the rising anti-LGBTI sentiment in their country.
The power of Taylor Swift?
The power, exactly. They have about 140...
I just had a whole Wonder Woman image then.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, there's probably someone in there that was dressed as Wonder Woman, because there's 140 people contributed to a lip sync video to create a Polish version of Taylor Swift's anti-homophobia anthem You Need to Calm Down, which I'm not actually that acquainted with, but I'm not a Tay-Tay fan, to be honest. And
They actually had the Deputy President of Warsaw, the City of Warsaw.
Deputy President. I'm not going to try to pronounce his name because I'll butcher it. And a member of the European Parliament, Robert Biedron, top model winner, as in a television program, I'm guessing, and many journalists, activists, and TV stars, and they asked for people to contribute, and they were overwhelmed by over 350 videos were contributed, of which they selected sort of the 140, I'm guessing.
And this really started with one gay man, Jacob, who saw there were all these stickers going up.
Yes.
LGBT free zone.
How
stickers
ridiculous.
Going up everywhere. And he thought, no, that's wrong. So he, and they didn't really have any money to push this, so they put out this this call for help and for people to send videos, and a whole lot of people have come out in support. And the hashtag, Poland Calm Down.
Yes, I think we need to hear after that. We should be hearing the Kylie from Poland.
off to Israel. In Tel Aviv, around 1,000 people marched to denounce violence against LGBTI community on Sunday. And this demonstration came after a 16-year-old boy was stabbed outside a local LGBTI centre on Friday, and people really marched under the banner fighting for our lives. The teen, who can't be identified, sustained injuries from a man exiting a car and then fleeing the scene. He was rushed to a hospital and in a serious condition with chest wound to his chest and leg. So the leader of the LGBTI, one of the LGBTI leaders, Etay Ping, Pinkas Arad said that the inflammatory rhetorics against the LGBTI community fueled attacks like this attack. And
Isn't this politicians who are speaking out and saying radical things? And,
but if
and
I'm not mistaken, it claims that the young man who was attacked claims it was his brother.
There are some local news reports. It's really hard to verify.
So is it an
anti-homophobic thing? But it doesn't take away from the...
Or a family honour-shame thing involved. Yeah.
Indeed,
yeah.
It could be.
Yeah. So
it doesn't take away from this rhetoric that is going around.
Sure.
So you've got to...
Absolutely.
And the increasing report on homophobic incidents since 54% jumped from 2017 to 2018 and 2019, no figures yet, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Israel certainly has its no shortage of religious right nutbags.
Are you ready for World Pride? I know we've just had it, haven't we, in New York City? There is a bid, and I have a press release here from the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras saying that they're excited to announce their bid to host World Pride 2023 and that the vote is coming up in October 2019 at the InterPride AGM in Athens. If you're an LGBTI organisation that organises a Pride march...
Can we vote?
You can vote. It's just you have to pay $1,000 or something and you have to organise a march and then you can have a vote. I guess it's a bit like sort of the World Cup, although we might end up with Pride in Qatar if that happens.
Do we know who else is bidding?
I'm not sure who else is bidding this time. Obviously, it's been in Jerusalem, London, Toronto, and Madrid. It's in New York City this time.
And I think they wanted to be in 2023 to coincide with the 45th anniversary of the first Mardi Gras parade.
Okay. They're making a... We've got the... Yeah, they're all looking at me now, like saying that Ian's going to be a cynic. Well, we had the story, like the story from the criticism of World Pride has been, and of Pride has become extremely commercialised. The sponsors on this one, the major sponsor is the New South Wales government and Tourism Australia. So will this be around tourism or will it really be around the 45th anniversary of Mardi Gras and all the things that need to be done in the Asia Pacific that we talk about every week on World Wide Wave?
Well,
could be either.
We'll find out in a couple of months' time.
We will too.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, World Wide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.